been a loaded show, Mitch. Have a lot of fun all week long talking BYU hoops. Just, it is amazing the turnaround this university made in a week's time, where it was just so sad and depressing. I was at Disneyland and I was sad. I couldn't even talk myself into a churro when I got the news. The weather got a little chilly and I'm like, this is miserable. I don't know what BYU's going to do. I don't want a churro. My fast passes have expired and I'm cold at Disneyland. Just get me home. And then a week later, it's like the highest of highs. BYU Hoops has never been more exciting in terms of their long-term future possibilities. The money is there. The investment's there. It's been a lot of fun, man, this week.
It's been a blast, and I think it was honestly the best outcome Cougar Nation could have asked for. And I think one thing that we got to mention, too, before we get out, President Shane Reese, what a tone setter. You know, like, President Reese, he's saying to Cougar Nation, we're going to do great in the academic side, and we're going to live out the mission of the church. But at the same time, we want to win big. And it's noteworthy whenever a president is showing up to – women's soccer and even swimming, that guy's at everything. And because he loves sports, he was even at the NHL press conference to support Ryan Smith. Like, that guy loves sports, and I think that is a refreshing thing for the diehard BYU sports fans out there.
Diehard BYU sports fans are going to be excited about this one. Not sure if you guys saw this past week, but at the BYU baseball game, there are some pictures floating out of a new wrapper for the Cougar Tail that the frosting doesn't stick to the top of
the donut.
That's amazing.
I'm looking at the picture now. It's like a little, what is it? It's not a box. It's a rectangle because the old sleeve was just that. It was a sleeve. Like, you just put it in and then.
Like you'd put a baguette in, except for you got frosting on top of this
thing. Exactly. That eliminates the frosting on the top. Wow. How did we not lead with this?
It's a good point.
This is bigger than Kevin Young.
It's going to be easier to share, too, because like you're like sliding it out and it's like. Yeah, this is great.
The next thing the Cougar Tail team needs to put out, permanent chocolate donut.
They're so overrated, Mitch. I don't know. You did this on purpose.
Line up the Cougar Tail kid. Let's get his insight. Remember him?
Yes.
It has changed a lot in the last 6 weeks.
Hey, this is completely out of left field, but on the notes of Cougar Tails, what's the next new flavor you'd like them to roll out? We got chocolate. We've obviously had maple forever. What's the next?
I'd like a cake donut version.
Like a
sprinkle, white frosting sprinkle cake style donut.
What about like a flavored icing?
Okay.
Strawberry or something?
Strawberry, maybe birthday cake. Obviously, as you could tell, I like the sugary stuff.
Yes.
Excessive sugar intake by
strawberry seems like a natural next step because they've got the strawberry chocolate milk at the creamery.
Great pull.
So
give me
that.
Any sort of BYU creamery milk and I'm in.
Got one more for you guys. We got some new rule changes in college football this year. The main ones are the 2-minute warning, helmet communication, and sideline tablets. Are you guys excited about any of these?
I love the helmet communication one.
Yep.
How was this not used the last 20 years when you think about it?
Right.
The 2-minute warning I don't like.
I hate it.
I don't like that because
it's more stoppage.
That, and it's going to be more ads, and it just feels more like the NFL. I want college football's product to still feel like college football, and that's my knock on that. But, hey, I mean, rules are changing. It continues to change. Everything that we knew about college football 5 years ago, that's out the window, and it's shifting to a different sport as we continue to move on. Great stuff. Nate Slack, our producer, follow him on X, NateSlack5. Great work to you as well, Matt. Bye, Amonte, Matt. You can finally eat your Disney churro, or heck, go to the BYU baseball game and eat a Cougar Tail out of the fresh new packaging. Big thanks to all of you. I'm Mitch Harper, and we will talk next week here on Cougar Sports Saturday on KSL News Radio.